and welcome to the Split In, splitting into hair, care, and life. I'm your host. My name is Jerrion Millett. I am doing this podcast for the first time. Very excited to do so. Just as a forewarning, though, I am in my car driving. The most free time that I have throughout the day is definitely in my car, which just serves as the perfect opportunity to go ahead and record the podcast while I'm here. I won't be like this every time, but I'm just trying to get this one on the ground and running. So you'll have to pardon any keys that you hear, or hopefully nobody honks, but we'll see. Anyways, so just a little overview of what this whole thing is going to be. I had this idea for a really long time, actually, to start a YouTube channel of, you know, hairstyles, different things about hair, but so many people seem to do that, and while I applaud those who keep at it, it just didn't seem like something that I was really going to be dedicated to and to be able to, you know, deliver week to week or every 2 weeks or whatever, you know, I decided to publish those videos as. Not to mention, I'm not the most tech savvy, so anybody who knows me can attest to this. I pretend like I am, but reality says I'm definitely not. So, don't mind my blinker there. I talked to my brother a couple of days ago, and I just had this like epiphany moment where I was just said, I want to start a podcast. I want to start a podcast to talk about hair, to answer questions, to just have the conversation be open. And it doesn't all have to be about hair. I mean, it can be about different things, life, you know, situations that might be going on. But the primary focus is to split into hair care, hair treatments, hairstyles, whatever the case may be. But the common theme, I want it to be hair. I want to be able to answer the questions that I have on a day-to-day basis. I want to be able to, you know, discover new hair culture. Just, there's so many things to know about hair that go beyond myself, and I just want to look into that. So that's what this podcast is about. I'm so excited that you guys have joined me. Today, just for those who don't know what date this is published on, it is May 9th, 2019, Thursday afternoon, about 4:40 in the afternoon. So let's jump right in. I told you a little bit about myself. Like I said, my name is Jerrion Millett. My name is kind of weird. Get it, Jerry and Ann stuck together is the way I tell people. So, and I recently got married, so saying Millett is kind of weird. Still getting used to it. It's my married name. My maiden name was Delano, so I'm really used to that one. I am 25 years old. I am a very proud Pentecostal, which is a religious belief for those who don't know. And it's very connected to my hair and the way I treat my hair, the way I have my hair. So we'll get into that later. I am a youth worker, so on my youth staff at church, and I love my kiddos. Every single one of them, there's like, oh goodness, 107, I think, on the roster. They're all my babies, every single one of them. I love them so much. And I work currently as what's called a patient advocate. Basically, the way I explain this to people, I'm a legal drug dealer. That sounds awful. I promise you it's not. So I help people who can't get their medication. I work with them to get into assistance programs to get their medication for free ultimately. So there's a little bit about me. If you have any other questions at the end of the podcast, I'm going to put out my email so that you can email me any questions that you might have. I don't mind answering them. And for those who know me, or, you know even just a little bit about me, I'm very, very, very recently married, and I have zero children, so don't board me a question, when are you going to have kids? Not yet. That's the most common question that we've started getting after, how's married life treating you? I mean, what am I supposed to say? It's awful. I'm just kidding. I love my husband very much. His name is Roy, just in case you were wondering. So, okay, so let's jump into what my hair is like. My hair is a blessing. That's the only way I can really put it. It really is. The very first thing that you'll ever notice about my hair is that my hair is very long. I'm 5'4", average height. My hair hangs probably 3 inches below my bottom. So I have very long hair. I sit on it constantly. Most of the time it will be in a knot. Like literally I knot my hair up. It's knotted right now. So that I don't sit on it, but I don't always like putting it up. I've gotten into a habit of having it down or knotted. I've also started doing the half up, half down type of thing lately. I don't really know why. I feel like I'm in fourth grade again, but that's okay. So I'm Caucasian, I'm white, and so I have white girl hair. Like that's just all there is to it. My hair is not super thin, but I wouldn't call it thick either. It's honestly like the perfect combination. Even though it's long and it is a little bit on the thicker side, it's not heavy. If it's wet or anything, then yeah, it becomes heavy. But a lot of times people ask me, do you get headaches from it being so heavy? Well, my hair is not that heavy. Like I said at the beginning of this segment, I'm very blessed by my hair. I do not consider it anything but a blessing. It's very, very versatile. I can do almost anything with it. I can straighten it. I can curl it. I've permed it before. But my hair is very healthy. Here's the weird thing, okay? I don't do any of the oil treatments or the pills to make your hair healthy. I don't do anything of that. I don't have any problem with that. If you want to do it, I say go for it. I know a lot of people who do take supplements to make their hair grow and to make it grow stronger. I have been blessed to not need that. And I basically, honestly, this is ridiculous sometimes, but it's such a blessing. I use Head & Shoulders shampoo. Right now I'm using my husband's because I'm out of the girl one, so I'm using the boy one right now. But that helps with any dandruff that I have. And then I use a Suave, now I'm not going to be able to think of what it's called. It's Suave avocado and some sort of other oil. I can't think of it right now, but I use cheap conditioner. I use cheap shampoo. I don't use the expensive products. It's just not what my hair is used to, and my hair does really well. I naturally have split ends, okay? Like, it's just natural, which is where I got the title for the podcast, Split End, right? But I'm very, like I said, I'm very, very blessed with my hair. Another question that I get a whole lot when people look at my hair, when they see the condition of it, is, oh my goodness, have you ever cut your hair before? Or when's the last time that you cut it? Because of my religious beliefs, and we'll get into this at a later time on a different podcast, and I'll dive so much more deeper, but we'll just skate it off with religious beliefs right now. I have never cut my hair. Different people have different convictions about this, but my conviction is that we have been given our hair as a glorification to God, okay? And because of that, it is an honor for me to not cut my hair. It honors God, and that's one way that I honor God through my life, is to not cut my hair. It's a dedication that I've made to Him. It's nobody forcing me. My husband doesn't force me. He'd be really sad if I cut my hair, but he doesn't force me to do this. Growing up, my parents kind of did, but that's because that's what parents are supposed to do. You know, they encourage you to live out the same life that they lived out. And whenever I became of age, I made the choice to stay with that belief system. It's my own choice. So I've never taken scissors, a razor. I've never had my hair cut. So you would think my hair is fried, you know, you've had it permed, you've had it, you know, so much heat on it. I use a curling iron whenever I curl my hair. I've started using hot sticks again. I don't know if you guys remember hot sticks. I grew up on hot sticks though, the rubbery ones. And I remember as a little girl, this is getting off topic. I'm gonna get back to how my hair is and whatnot. But as a little girl, I remember my mom putting hot sticks in my hair and then putting toilet paper between the hot stick and my head so that it wouldn't burn me. I used to scream. I hated it. And sorry about that. I had a little mishap on my phone there. But now I use hot sticks like almost every time I curl my hair when I'm not using my curling iron. So my hair is very, very versatile. I can do practically anything with it. It's such a blessing, and I don't take it for granted because I see other people's struggles with hair, and it honestly just, oh, it hurts my heart so much. I'm very blessed with my hair. So, here's a couple questions that I have come across throughout my, I guess just say life, really, is just having to do with hair and styling hair and keeping up with it. One of the biggest ones that I've asked myself time and time again, how can I get more volume without curling my hair constantly? Okay, so I said earlier my hair isn't very heavy, so it's not very heavy for me, but it does weigh itself down. So if my hair is straight, the only time that I really have good volume is in the morning, and just naturally the gravity pulls on it throughout the day and that volume gets lost. So this isn't really a question that I've mastered. I don't really have a good answer for it. I have a semi-answer. I take that back. I have a semi-answer. If I blow dry my hair, which right now actually I don't have a blow dryer, but if I do blow dry my hair upside down, so I would just flip all my hair over and blow dry it standing up, not standing upside down, but leaning over, then I do have more volume in that case. If I don't blow dry my hair and if I let it naturally dry like overnight, then in the morning I wake up, my hair is great. It's voluminous at the top and everything. I don't really care about the bottom so much. It's more the top that I want the volume at. And in the morning it's great. It lasts me 2 hours if I don't mess with it too much. But then by the time that 2 hours is up, it's gone. It's down. It's the shape of whatever my head looks like that day. So if you have any solutions to this for my red girl hair, let me know. Holler at me. Email me. Just let me know because I could definitely use it. I don't really use products during the work week because I don't really have any desire to do. And that's just my opinion, you know. If you do, you do. If you have some good light products that help create that volume, I'm definitely open to that. But I'm not one who is going to wake up at 5 a.m. to curl my hair because it definitely takes more than an hour to curl my hair. It's just not in me. I sleep till the very last second, y'all. It's ridiculous. So, my next question that I have here is, what is my favorite styling product? I hands down 1000% believe in this golden little bottle of hairspray called Freeze It. I personally like the orange one. It's got like a little orange label on the gold bottle. Freeze It hairspray has been my lifeline. Like, honestly, y'all, I love Freeze It so much. I have tried many, many hairsprays throughout my life. Most of the time, they end up giving me mad dandruff, or they end up just completely not working at all. Aquanet for me is a good base hairspray. Like, if I'm just trying to have the hair wet, but it doesn't hold at all. Whereas Freeze It will hold it. If I'm going to put hairspray in my hair, I want it to be crunchy. I know some people don't like that. It's just my opinion. I want it to be crunchy. And I will straight up lather my hair in Freeze It if I need to. I have no problem doing that. My only problem with it is that it's about $5 a bottle. And I can easily run out in a very short time if I do my hair constantly. Another reason why I don't really put any product in my hair during the work week. So if you've never tried Freeze It before and you're looking for a new styling product, I would definitely recommend. 10 out of 10. Love it. My next one here, I have two more left. What is the best shampoo to use? I have bounced around this one for a long time, and I think for me, like I said at the very beginning, for me it's best to use the Head & Shoulders, the ladies version that I find at the store. It's at really any store, H-E-B, Walmart. If you don't know what H-E-B is, if you're up north, it's the grocery store here in Texas. I live in Texas, by the way. I didn't mention that. I love Texas. Texas is amazing, born and raised here. Everything's bigger here, trust me, including hair. So anyways, so you can just find Head & Shoulders at your local grocery store. It is a little more on the pricier side. It's not going to be as cheap as a Suave or whatnot. It's usually about $5 a bottle. But for me, it definitely takes away dandruff. I never had like a huge problem with dandruff until probably the last 2 years or so. My head started getting dry and flaky, and Head & Shoulders is just taking care of it. I don't worry about it anymore. When my husband and I were dating, he would point it out to me, and then one day he was like, look, you need to use Head & Shoulders, just try it out, because it's what he uses the boy version, and see if it helps your dandruff out any. And I was like, okay, I guess. Did it, love it, never going back. I'll probably use Head & Shoulders for the rest of my life. I have no problem at all with that. Okay, another question that I get a lot. Oh my goodness, I cannot tell you how many times I get this question, because for whatever reason, women are infatuated with other women's washing routine with their hair, myself included. So I get the question a lot. Oh my goodness, how many times do you have to wash your hair in the week? Or how often do you wash your hair? Or the other one I get that's connected with this is, wow, it must take you a really long time to wash your hair. And truth be told, I don't know if it does. So you get used to how you wash your hair. You know, for me, washing my hair doesn't take that long, but maybe it takes longer for me than it does other people, but I don't realize it. Whenever I take a shower, if I'm taking a wash hair shower, I have three different showers, we'll get into that in a second. If I'm taking a wash hair shower, then I'm going to wash and condition my hair in the same shower. That is the most often shower that I take. I have like your basic, I don't want to wash my hair right now, I'm just going to wash my body. I have to get in and get out really quick shower. And you have your wash hair shower, which is like your body and your hair. And then you have your exfoliating shower, where it's like, I'm going to shave, I'm going to exfoliate, I'm going to wash my hair, I'm going to do everything. And my most often one is the wash hair shower. So I wash my hair probably 4 to 5 times within a week, which for most people who have hair like mine, that's a lot. I don't notice any difference if I do or if I don't do more or less. It really, for me, doesn't make very much of a difference. My hair is still very healthy. Whenever I feel like it's not very healthy, I actually wash my hair more often, because I feel like the conditioner really does that, just that. It conditions it, and it helps it. It's just my opinion. I know everybody's different. Some people say, oh, you should only wash once a week, or twice a week, or every other day, or you do you, boo. Like, you know, do whatever's best. But this is just for me. I wash, like I said, about 4 to 5 times a week, usually about every 2 days or every other day. That's what I'm trying to say. Every other day I typically wash my hair, unless I'm just feeling real good about myself and I go all 5 days in a work week washing my hair. You know, it just really depends. So that's about it for today. Let me just put this out there. I'm not really sure where this podcast is going to go. I have really great hopes. I have no idea what the schedule is going to be for it. Maybe Thursdays are a good day to put it out. We just got to see. We're going to play it by ear and see how it goes. So thank you so much, whoever's listening to this. Thank you so much for listening to, splitting into life on a semi-weekly basis is what we'll do. We'll see how it goes. I want to have a lot of guests. I want to have a lot of opinions. I want to have a lot of, hairstyles, hair care, all of the above. I want to go through it all. So let's split into this hair journey. Email me, you guys, with any questions, comments, concerns. Email me at jerian.millett@gmail.com. Let me spell that out for you. It's jerian.millett@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you guys. Give me some pointers. Give me some tips. Let me know what you thought about the show. And I will see you guys next time when we split into something else. Have a good one, y'all.